Welcome to English Pod. 我是 Danny.
Hi everyone. My name is Catherine.
Oh, Catherine, 今天看起来好漂亮。
Oh, that's so nice of you. Danny, you too. 你今天站得很漂亮啊。
谢谢你给我讲了。
No, well, today, as you may have guessed, we have an elementary lesson about compliments.
对，我觉得女生在一起的时候就非常容易啊，互相赞美。
Absolutely, but sometimes it's hard to know what to say after a compliment.、Mm. You don't know how to respond. So this is what today's lesson is all about.
对
Before we get started, I would like to mention that we are going to hear this dialogue one time, but don't be nervous if you don't understand everything, because afterwards we'll be talking about it and translating everything that you hear.
对，我们现在先来听一下今天的对话。
Diana, oh my goodness, you look fantastic.
Oh, that's so nice of you. Thank you.
And what a lovely necklace. It looks amazing on you.
Oh, thank you.
And this must be your son. He's so handsome.
No, he's my new boyfriend. Now, would you please excuse us?
So, Danny, this is a very funny dialogue, I think, for many different reasons, especially the very end.
对，非常的 awkward, 尴尬。
Yeah, it is. So, maybe we should start at the beginning with the translations, and then we'll talk about the ending later. Diana, oh my goodness, you look fantastic.
Diana, 我的天啊，你看起来好漂亮。
Diana, oh my goodness, you look fantastic.
Diana, oh, 我的天啊，你看起来美极了。
Diana, oh my goodness, you look fantastic. Oh, that's so nice of you. Thank you.
Oh, 你客气了，谢谢。
Oh, that's so nice of you. Thank you.
Oh, 你客气了，谢谢。
Oh, that's so nice of you. Thank you. And what a lovely necklace. It looks amazing on you.
哎呀，多漂亮的项链啊，你戴起来好看极了。
Ah, and what a lovely necklace. It looks amazing on you.
多漂亮的一条项链呀，戴在你身上美极了。
And what a lovely necklace. It looks amazing on you. Oh, thank you.
Oh, 谢谢。
Oh, thank you.
Oh, 谢谢。
Oh, thank you. And this must be your son. He's so handsome.
啊，这位一定是贵公子了，他真是英俊。
And this must be your son. He's so handsome.
这位一定是令公子了。他长得好帅气呀。
And this must be your son. He's so handsome. No, he's my new boyfriend. Now, would you please excuse us?
不，他是我新交的男朋友。现在请允许我们失陪了。
No, he's my new boyfriend. Now,Would you please excuse us?
不是，他是我新交的男朋友。现在请允许我们失陪一下。
No, he's my new boyfriend. Now, would you please excuse us? This is so embarrassing.
对，我觉得那个女人应该是很老的年纪了。
Yeah, so this is a very funny dialogue. For、yeah. now, I think we should look at the language takeaway.
Language takeaway.
所以在今天 language takeaway 里面，我们会教大家一些赞美别人以及接受赞美的一些话。
Mm-hmm. So the first phrase we're looking at is a way to receive a compliment. This is a way to say thank you. So we say,、mm-hmm. that's so nice of you.
也就是当别人讲了一些很好听的话的时候，你会说，哦，你客气了，你过奖了。
Mm-hmm. So earlier we were saying, oh, you look great today.、
Mm-hmm.
We would say as a response...That's so nice of you. Or you're too kind.
Right, but sometimes can you just say thank you?
Of course you can say thank you, but sometimes when we receive a compliment, thank you means, yeah, I know, thank you. So we want to say something more because we're uncomfortable, because the compliment is very nice. So we say, that's so nice of you, or you're too kind.
对, 不然的话就会显得你很臭屁了。
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the phrase again is, that's so nice of you.
你过奖了。
That's so nice of you.
你客气了。
That's so nice of you. And so here we have another compliment. This compliment is, it looks amazing on you.
我觉得这句话实在是太有用了，因为女生一般都会穿戴很多东西，耳环啊，项链啊，这些你都可以用来讲, oh, it looks amazing on you.
Exactly. So you can say this about, like you said, necklaces or even shirts and shoes. But the thing about this compliment is it's a compliment about the person, not the thing. So we're saying, it looks amazing on you.
所以重点其实是 you.
Mm-hmm. It's really important to say that it looks amazing on you, because sometimes a woman says, oh, so you think the necklace is nice, but you don't think I look pretty? So this is a way to compliment the person.
对，就是这件东西戴在这个人身上很美。
Mm-hmm. So you look great. So it looks amazing on you.
它在你身上看起来美极了。It
looks amazing on you.
它在你身上看起来美极了。It
looks amazing on you. And after this, we have a phrase that allows us to introduce a person.
对。This
must be your son, in this case.
Must be. Must就是必定的,一定是。
Yes, but we say must because this means that maybe we haven't met him before, but I've heard about him, or I think that this is your son. So, Dani, this must be your husband. So I know you have a husband, but I've never met him.
Oh, 其实很有意思啊,你说must be,但其实you're just guessing.
Exactly. So I say, oh, this must be your husband. This must be your son. Because we want to show that we know something about this person. We know that you have a son, or we know that your husband is very handsome.
所以这是一句很实用的社交用语。
Exactly. So we have sometimes at restaurants, there'll be two women, a mother and a daughter, and the waiter will say to the daughter, oh, this must be your sister. And the mother says, how kind of you. That's so nice of you. Because of course they're not sisters.
对,中国的妈妈也会乐坏的,就说,哎呦,那么年轻啊。
All right, so this is a great one if you want to be very charming, if you really want to make ladies feel good about themselves. So, this must be your.
这位一定是你的.
This must be your.
这位一定是你的.
This must be your. In this case, son. So the reason this is very embarrassing is because it's not her son, it's her boyfriend.
Boyfriend.
So the phrase we hear is, would you please excuse us?
所以她想要离开了,她就说, excuse us.
Yeah, she wants to leave, but maybe not the party. So this means, I'm finished talking to you. I'm going to talk to someone different now. So this is a way to say, excuse me. I'm going somewhere else.
Excuse, 在中文里面可能是失陪的意思。
Right. I want to mention that you can say this to be nice or you can say this to be rude. It depends how you say it. Would you please excuse us? Is kind of rude. But you could say, oh, would you please excuse us? We have to go somewhere else. Or we have to talk to these people.
那这个就是非常礼貌的。
So there are two differences. You have to listen to how we say them.
如果你在吃晚饭的时候，你想要离开去一下厕所，你也可以说， excuse me, 是不是？
Exactly. You could say, would you please excuse me? So, would you please excuse me? I have to use the restroom.
所以当你听到别人说这句话的时候，你会不会说， okay, 或者是 sure?
You don't really have to respond because this is not really a question. It's just a way to say, I'm going to the bathroom.
对,如果你真的回答的话,会觉得挺奇怪的。
Yeah, it would be very strange, wouldn't it? So the phrase again is, would you please excuse us?
请允许我们失陪。Would
you please excuse us?
允许我们失陪了。
Would you please excuse us? So, Listeners, would you please excuse us? We're going to step out while you listen to this dialogue one more time.
我们现在来再听一遍刚才的对话。
Diana, oh my goodness, you look fantastic.
Oh, that's so nice of you. Thank you.
And what a lovely necklace. It looks amazing on you.
Oh, thank you.
And this must be your son. He's so handsome.
No, he's my new boyfriend. Now, would you please excuse us?
And we are back. So, Dani, I want to ask you about this question of being polite or rude. At parties in China, is this similar, where you have people who are being very polite and giving all these compliments?
对，这个叫奉承，或者是有时候会到拍马屁的地步了。
Okay, so this is about flattery.
对，也就是说太多了，mm-hmm. 说的太过火，太 too over, 你知道，有时候根本就不是真的。
So it's not real.It doesn't seem real anymore. So I say, oh, I love your hair and your nails. Oh my gosh, and your clothes are so great today. And your shoes are fabulous.
Oh my gosh.
Where did you buy them?
Yeah. Too much.
Well, this is really common to hear in America. Maybe not too much, but people will sometimes stop you and they'll say, oh, I love your shirt. Where did you buy it?
对，我刚到加拿大的时候，我去逛街，竟然会有不认识的人冲上来跟我说 Hey, I love your earrings. 我被吓了一大跳，我想说 Do I know you?
Exactly. So who are these people? Why are they talking to me? But people just like to compliment other people sometimes, and maybe girls especially, they want to know, oh, that's a beautiful shirt, or those are beautiful earrings. Where can I buy them?
所以这在中国就从来没有发生过了。
All right, so we have a great place on our website, www.englishpod.cn, for you to practice some of these, to type them, and to talk to some of the other users. And if you have any questions about the things that you've heard today on this show, please ask us on the website or email us.
其实我刚才想到，如果我们的用户想要用今天学到的句子来赞美我们两个人的话，我们也是非常欢迎的。
Yeah, absolutely. So...All compliments are welcome.
Yeah.
All right, so thanks for listening. We hope you've learned something today. And until next time, bye-bye.
Bye.